Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Man, let's talk Olympics, because there's a gold medal sitting in here, by the way. Hey, Aubrey, welcome, too, by the way.
Hey, Ben. Thanks for having me.
The ongoing joke is when he comes, he usually, Anthony brings him, and there's not enough chairs. So he has to stand in the corner, and he never gets a microphone.
Never get a mic or a chair, but today's changed.
So, today's your day, man.
I mean, I know you guys brought home the gold, but Aubrey gets a mic today.
Yeah.
That kind of ranks right there with him.
I like to fill in for Anthony and Travis whenever they can't come. The B team comes and subs in, you know?
It's unbelievable. So, Rita Clanton with us as well, Ford Dyke with us. And where you guys want to start, man? You said it, how many years ago was it you sat in here with me and you said,
2024.
We're not.
I think that's when it was.
You know, when we come back, I'm coming back with the gold, or there's no reason in even going.
Yeah.
And then you threw that down, and then next thing you know, you walk in and there's a gold medal in your hand.
It's been a bit of a journey, Ben, that's for sure, man. But kudos to everybody involved with the process and just staying with the process. It's been interesting, and it's been a lot of fun, a lot of hard work, but we're just kind of getting started, to be honest.
Yeah. That's amazing. I mean, I told Anthony, this has become Adaptive Sports hub.
Mm-hmm.
Auburn has.
For sure.
I mean, handball, wheelchair basketball. Mm-hmm. I mean, soccer. I mean, it is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And all these athletes from around the world are now coming here. And Reed, I know with your experience too, just in the past, that's something that's kind of got to warm your heart a little bit.
It does indeed. I'm so blessed to be a part of this, Ben, and so grateful that Ford tugged on me a little bit to join the staff. And it was a no-brainer for me right off the bat. I don't know. It just immediately when Ford asked me, my heart said yes. And I had just retired. So that was just perfect. I literally in January.
Way to go.
I was like, sorry, Rita. So I know you're retired.
I was there kind of twiddling my thumb. You know, when you retire, you're just like, I don't know. I was looking forward to retirement, but it's an adjustment. So this has been a great way to, you know, just dive in and be a part of something that's so, it's just been, like Ford said, an incredible journey. But kudos to him for having the vision that he had and just, you know, walking backwards and then just step by step by step. The recruitment's been incredible. Our athletes are so invested. I mean, I am so inspired by not only their ability, but they have just embraced this game, and they are students of the game. Mm-hmm. And it makes our job so much easier to be able to continue just to meet them where they are. And every step of the way, it hasn't been always linear, but it's always been a great forward progress since 2024.
With Rita's resume, you had to ask, though.
Right? Oh, for sure. It's my first call.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you got to ask.
It's too easy.
And then, of course, you had to say yes because you weren't doing anything. you took advantage of an opportunity, right?
But I mean, I did warn Rita. I said, I know you probably need to chat it over, think it over. And, you know, I know you just retired. We'd worked together up until that point for over 10 years. So I was respecting that window of retirement.
Right.
So I said, hey, you know, I think it was Friday when I called her. Think about it over the weekend. She's like, Ford, I'm all in. And I was like, okay.
Immediately.
Yeah.
And then Anthony Turley was our next call the following week.
Yeah.
Back in 2024.
Wow.
Just got the ball rolling.
And it's amazing what it's turned into. So kind of walk us through like everything that led up to this. not the whole 2 years. I mean, step by step. But I mean.
Just this year.
Just this year. Because, I mean, we've talked about everything from getting athletes here to, you know, recruitment process to. I don't think people understand with athletics. I mean, even the travel can be a problem from time to time.
Yeah.
And especially when it's not at home, which, you know, L.A. will be.
Right.
But not necessarily for this. So kind of walk us through all that.
Let me back up a little bit to November of 2025.
Okay.
We decided as a unit that we wanted to start a nonprofit. And that nonprofit was the 24 Fund, based on that first year, 2024, was a really special year for us, getting that silver medal in our first competition.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided that this is much bigger than one team, one athlete, one staff member, one goal. This is how do we serve the underserved population of adapted athletes in general. And so we started the nonprofit, and that really kickstarted more notoriety, more exposure, more vision for what this could actually be. Not just one Team USA Wheelchair Handball, but Team USA adapted athletes across the country. So irrespective of sport, irrespective of level, so as long as that athlete is training and competing at a world level, whether it's world championships or Paralympic Games, the nonprofit is designed to support them in that journey because no one really understands these athletes are self-funded.
Yeah.
A lot of athletes are working 2, 3, 4, 5 jobs just to have some sort of dream to compete at that world level.
Wow.
So once that started back in November of last year, it really started to open the doors for more partnerships, more sponsorships, more eyes, more ears, more awareness on the program. By December of that year, we received the invitation for this gold medal, which is Eurohand for All. It was an 8-team tournament. Before, it was a 6-team tournament where we won the bronze. So we knew the tournament was expanding. We knew the opportunity was getting bigger, which that causes for more difficulties in competition, which is what you want.
Yeah.
You want to see the competition rise. So to Rita's point about recruitment, we went back into the pot of adapted athletes in our country and we decided, okay, in 2024, it was kind of like a cast net. We need some more bodies to make this thing get going. In 2025, it was more like a fishing pole. Now we can start maybe trying to select. But in 2026, it was a spear gun. And we decided, hey, Aubrey, you have been identified. Come here and let's try out. Hey, Ben, you've been identified. Come over here and try out. Hey, Rita, you've been identified. Come here and try out. And that really leveled everything up. The athletes that we brought in December of 2025 just blew us out of the water. And we knew we were in a different level. So by January, February, March, we were still recruiting. May, we brought in a training camp here at Auburn Opelika area at Lake Wilmore. A big shout out to Allison Hall and Sarah Cook for the collaboration over there. That facility is phenomenal, by the way. We really enjoy that as our home. By the end of May, we knew we had something special, but we had a lot more work to do. We had another training camp in June. The team shipped off mid-June, went over there, had an international training camp, and then slowly worked our way into the tournament. Won the first two matches, dropped the third match against Portugal, which I saw that as a massive gain. They're the best team in the world. And we knew that we had a different group of athletes because they hold themselves to such a high standard. They were devastated by that loss. And I was smiling at the end of the loss because I knew that's the stepping stone we needed to get to the next level. So turn the page, we play France the next day in semifinal, beat them in straight set. And then we had the opportunity to play Spain on the 4th of July for the 250th celebration of independence. And we called it Operation Freedom. We won in straight sets, brought the gold medal home, and here we are today.
And according to Anthony, I mean, Spain's supposed to be pretty good.
They're a very solid program.
Yeah.
Very, very good program.
And so, I mean, how, just what an amazing story. And I'm sure the athletes appreciate it as well. Aubrey, you know we called a shot. I mentioned that at the beginning. Like, you know, last time we visited, said, hey, this is the plan. This is where we're going. These are travel plans. This is what's happening, blah, blah, blah. And he said, we're going for gold or I'm not going to be happy.
Exactly.
And I was like, man, imagine being upset with a silver medal.
It's a tough one to win. You kind of lose it, you know, in a way.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You're like the last person to lose. And so I totally get it. Rita, walk us through. Let's just go back two decades ago. I mean, especially, you know, based on the history of your career. Did you see yourself being involved in adaptive athletics and doing something like this?
It never would have been on my radar, not at all. And I'm telling you, it's just enriched my life so much.
Yeah.
I've learned so much through this, and the appreciation that I have for these athletes is, I tell you one thing that I told Ford after the tournament. I said, this whole thing to me, if I just had to boil it down into one thing, this is just a testament to the power of the human spirit. And what we can do. When we, you know, when we just dial in, it doesn't matter. And Ford told me at one time, too, he said, because when you start working with adapted athletes, and it's not that I saw the disability. It was more about the chair. And as a coach, you know, how you gonna, he said, oh, it won't be long that you won't see the chair.
Yeah.
I don't see the chair.
Yeah.
All I see are the athletes now. And they are some of the best that I have ever been associated with, not only physically, their tools physically, but their mentality is incredibly strong. And like I said, their hearts are as big as I've ever been around. Yeah, it's just the power of the human spirit.
Oh, man. From a business standpoint, Aubrey, I mean, you guys love this because I talked about it being a hub. Like, no kidding. Like Ford said, now it's a spear gun where he can say, hey, you need to move to Auburn.
Yeah.
You need to come here and train.
For sure.
So that's, I mean, but it's facility. He mentioned Wilmore. I mean, Wilmore, we've talked about the facilities that you guys bring folks in. I mean, everything from the soccer complex to tennis center to now Wilmore is another one of those where tourism just, they also, you guys also benefit from this.
Definitely. And it's an untapped market, untapped potential, right? And with help of, you know, Ford and some other local people, I mean, it's just growing.
Yeah, it's a good one-liner to put on their home of the gold medal winning.
For sure.
Wheelchair handball team, right?
Yeah, definitely. But every time I meet with Ford, he fires me up.
Yeah.
I could see this guy as a coach, right? Well, he was just telling me a story before he walked in here about one of his athletes and the mentality they have. They just talked about it, but the mentality they have when they go into these, it's fierce. They want to show the brand of USA, right? And and the cool story about playing on the 4th of July and the 250 celebration,
that's winning, the, that's what gold gets me.
I mean, that, yeah, that's something. Brings chills, right?
Yeah.
Chills.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to give a shout out to Ford because, you know, he makes me want to run through a brick wall every time I meet with him. So,
well, that's a good sales pitch for you. Not that you, like you said, now you're spear gun fishing, so it's probably easy to identify him, but it ain't like you got to beg him to come now. You can tell the 4th of July story for the rest of your life.
Well, the nice thing is, too, we had a filmmaker with us this entire camp leading into France. He was with us in France, so he's producing a film right now. And, you know, I don't want to spoil it, but there's a potential title that's working right now centered around Operation Something.
Yeah.
So he's working on that and we're deciding on, do we carry that story into Worlds? We're heading out in 55 days from today to Spain to compete in the World Championship.
Wow.
12-team tournament. It's the biggest one yet and it's on the heels of Paralympic inclusion. So it's a big step along the way. And
well, you got a target now on you.
There's a pretty big target on us.
Yeah.
There's a lot of eyes and ears that have said a lot of good things, but also a lot of stuff that they're watching film, but we're just going to keep adapting. We're not going to be the same when we show up at Worlds. We'll
yeah,
always be different.
A couple of years ago, you were calling out folks that they had targets. Now it's the other way around.
Yep.
How's that feel?
It feels good, to be honest. I mean, we went in 24. We knew we had to get people's attention, and we did it in a way that we were showing them that this can be better for not just themselves and us, but for everyone as a sport globally. And in 25, we won our second medal, and it was like a little bit of proof of concept from their perspective. But Operation Gold in 26, you know, when you say that, you gotta make sure you follow through.
Yeah.
So following through is a huge step to get us closer to getting everybody to understand that we're not in this selfishly.
Mm-hmm.
We're in this because we want to see the sport rise globally and get into the Paralympic Games, and that's beneficial for everyone.
Yeah.
So Operation Freedom, Operation Gold, TBD. We've got Worlds coming up very soon, and we're looking forward to that process as well.
Ford and Rita with us, as well as Aubrey. We're talking tourism. We're talking adaptive athletics. We got more coming up. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
98.7 FM and 1400 AM.
News Talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Wheelchair handball is what we're talking. So now Ford, as we move forward, what's the schedule of events look like heading up to the next conquest that we're going to be looking at doing?
Conquest, I see what you did there. So we have a July 31st through August 2nd camp here in town at the Lake Wilmore Park and Recreation Center. That'll be a training camp where we've identified around 15 to 18 athletes that are coming in invite only. From there, we'll collapse it down to about 14, maybe 13, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be August 21st through 23rd. And then we ship out on Labor Day, September 7th, and we'll spend about 2 weeks in Spain getting ourselves ready to go. The tournament starts on the 14th, so we'll be there for about a week, getting everything dialed in internationally, acclimate, travel,
I was going to say, this is not taking the wife and kids to Spain. This is taking athletes. You're there
it's
for a
different.
Purpose. So
yeah, it's different.
We talked about being adaptive. I mean, you know as well as I do, as well as anybody, as international play, there's more to it than just showing up and rolling a ball out, right?
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, there's just the adaptation to the time change and food and the whole environment.
Yeah.
You know, so giving your body a chance to acclimate, settle in, it made a huge difference. I think we proved that to ourselves in this past trip because we were debating about whether to have a final camp here closer to the start of the tournament and just go over for a couple of days. But I don't think we would do it any differently now. So
kudos to Rita, by the way. That was her idea. So thank you again.
Yeah. That's why you brought her on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You were like, this is why I asked you to come out of retirement.
This is phenomenal.
Yeah. How much is this grown? I mean, we talk about it here, and as I said, it's become the hub, but and you said, and I'm glad you had somebody following you guys and filming it, and hopefully we'll see some a product of that at some point in time. But and we try to let people know, because when they ask, and I'm like, no, they got this going on, and you know, I told Anthony right before he came in, I think it was a week or 2 weeks ago. I think maybe it was wheelchair basketball, but like, I love the graphic that got released of somebody that committed here, and I mean, that's something that, I mean, a decade ago, I wouldn't have seen anything like that.
Right, yeah.
And now that's turning into people. We're on the map now. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, especially when you get a gold medal now, you're definitely on the map. But the changes that you've seen over the last, you know, 5, 7, 10 years.
It's pretty wild to see how quickly everything is accelerated in the right direction. You know, we're still in a scenario where we're not treated the same way able-bodied athletes are. And we're kind of, you know, looked at as maybe subpar in some lenses, but then there's this other group of perspectives that they see our athletes as superhuman, and they see our athletes as they have abilities, not disabilities. And I think once you, like Rita said earlier, you stop fixating on the chair, that's really just a tool for them. That's no different than the specific shoes or cleats or bats or helmets or gloves or whatever
else. Sleds, whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. It's just a tool. Mm-hmm. And once you realize that, you can start to focus on the nuances of the sport, the dynamics of the team, the X's and O's. And it's not always about wins and losses. It's more about, for me, elevating the experience of these human beings. Mm-hmm. And when I say these, I mean myself included, and the staff and the partners and the family, anyone else involved in the journey. That's important for me.
Is this being a destination location, some of your athletes, I mean, I think a lot of people, when they see this, they think, oh, so you found these, you know, these athletes just in Alabama. No, they're from everywhere. They're, I mean, it's
all over the country.
Yeah. It's from everywhere that they're coming here. And I think it says a lot. What you said is, you know, the work ethics there, I'm sure it probably even helps in recruiting with when you see somebody's got 3 jobs, 4 jobs, you're like, okay, so they're willing to work.
For sure. And, they're committed to something in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we just provide them an opportunity. We try to lower the barriers as much as possible so there's an entry point for them. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean we lower our standard. In fact, now that there's 3 medals sitting in a trophy cabinet in 3 years in a row, those standards have been raised. And I talked to Rita when we were in transit on the way back. It's like, I have zero tolerance now. I tolerated a lot of things in 24 because we knew we had to get something going.
Yeah.
I tolerated fewer things in 25 because I knew we needed to replicate and get another medal. But now that we've got the shiny one and lead up to World, I have zero tolerance.
Yeah.
If you're late, the door's locked. If you're speaking when coaches are speaking, get on the line. That's just the situation that we're in right now. And that's a byproduct of the development and evolution of the program. That's where you want it to be.
It's a standard.
That's standard of excellence.
It's something that, and they know that. I'm sure that's your part of your pitch too. That's it coming in, correct?
They understand pretty quickly. And if they don't and they're not listening, then, you know, everybody knows what it feels like to run sprints. So there's got to be consequences and people got to hold themselves accountable. But at the end of the day, they have to make sure that they're all in it together. And as coaches, we don't play the sport. We sit on the sideline and stand on the sideline. So we always give them the autonomy, the freedom to express, to make decisions. But we just got to make sure we're doing it within the confines of the program and making sure that it makes sense for us from a performance standpoint.
Very well said. Aubrey, anything else we need to hit from tourism standpoint? Do you get a list? Do you get a hit list you're supposed to mention?
I got some. We got some good stuff coming up.
Send it.
We always do. We have the ARPA State Swim Meet next week in Opelika at the Opelika Sportsplex and Aquatic Center. And then August is filling up. Ford shared, you know, his dates, but as well as that, we have a lot of stuff going on. 2 soccer events with Snap Soccer and the Auburn Soccer Club over at the Wire Road Soccer Complex. We actually hosting a chess tournament on campus, which is really cool. Something unusual that, you know, that we're trying to explore the gaming industry. But other than that, we got a jiu-jitsu tournament at the beginning of the month of August, and just some other sports here and there. But we're staying strong and moving forward.
When are we going to get esports here?
Esports is something I am trying to tackle. What we need is some indoor space that can accommodate a lot of power and a lot of Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So I've been working with the club team on campus. I don't know if you've seen their little setup they got in their student center.
I've not.
It's epic. Nice.
It's just it hit me lately because James Slayton from Auburn High came in and they had their first scholarship recipients, high school seniors that are getting full rides.
Very cool.
For playing esports. And I know that people say, oh, it's video. I was like, no, you have no idea. Like, this is their world. Mm-hmm. Like, and these are the people that will literally be running the country at some point in time with the digital age that we're in. So it's providing them a place to go and further their education as well as, play video games on the side, I guess you'd say. But it's just, Anthony was telling me like that when he went, and maybe you were part of that team, I guess a couple of years ago when you went down to Daytona to the esports conference or whatever. And he said, I walked in and I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's wild.
They're building venues now across the country specifically for esports. Like, you know how people build venues for basketball, all these things. They're building it so that it can fit and adapt to esports gaming. It's incredible.
Listen, kind of like a gold medal, same thing when it comes to state games. Like James Slate said, a blue map is a blue map. And so when they won the state championship in esports, you can bet your bottom dollar. We're sending kids to college and doing that. So go to aotourism.com to find out more information. If you get an opportunity, hit the volunteer tab at the top right. Can't miss it. Travis would be highly upset if I didn't mention it.
That's what I was going to say.
Plus, you get cool gear whenever you do that. And they have cool people that speak at lunches like Rita and Ford. I'm sure you guys will be asked to speak at some point in time to the volunteers and let them know how they can get involved with you guys as well. So go to aotourism.com. You guys are awesome. Thank y'all for coming.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Fox News just around the corner. Hang on for that.